Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand. Anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at CBizTVMedia.com. And click on the Brag tab. So the latest episode of 90 Day, the couples are getting closer and closer to that wedding date. Planning is in process. But I want to focus on Sophie and Robert and talk about the whole relationship with him, as well as the mother getting involved, Claire. And last time, I think I mentioned this, that basically mom said you should have stepped up, gotten a better place. It's been going on 3 years that they've been talking, so why did he not work on getting a better place? Because he knew this moment and this day was coming soon, that they were going to get married. He kind of caught a fit and got upset. The two ladies left and hung out. I think she's going to stay over her mom's for the night. But then he goes and does laundry, talks to his boys, kind of vents, and kind of says basically Sophie didn't have his back. And he's kind of up in the air whether he is going to marry her or not, just based off the fact that she's siding with her mom and she really doesn't have his back. And, you know, I didn't think about it from that side, because I was thinking in the beginning, when this whole issue took place, that, you know, he does need to step up and he could just admit that. And not sulk and not, you know, come up with excuses. And I still believe that's true. But then seeing his side, a part of me also says, you know, if you're supposed to be marrying this person in a short period of time, I think you would try to stand by that person in situations such as that. I was in a situation where I asked my mom not to grill this guy, but I wanted her to meet him, and she kind of started grilling him anyway. And I was trying to leave the room. She kept asking more and more questions, and he just kind of stayed and took it. And then later on, he comes to me and says, you know, why didn't you have my back or whatnot? You know, honestly, I didn't know what I was supposed to be saying, how I was supposed to be having his back, because she was just really asking him a lot of questions, and probably some questions that I probably should have been asking him, and I probably should have known the answers to. But, you know, it's not as if I was taking my mom's side or anyone's side. I just kind of stayed quiet through the whole thing and wasn't sure what was going to happen. But I did, you know, try to advance, you know, stop the situation and just ask her not to do this, because I kind of thought she might do this. It seemed like she agreed, but you know, sometimes how parents can be. So in that scenario, I'm kind of feeling like a similarity with their scenarios. And I did another episode talking about Sophie, because she had this dream and then wakes up and see some things on Rob's phone. So I'm feeling a lot of connections with this 23-year-old, though I have like 20 years on her. I have some connections with her in her story, in her 90-day story. But it just got me thinking that, yes, it's true that, especially if you are down for this person and you're going to marry them, you know they have flaws. You honestly must be looking past their flaws if you're going to go to the level, okay, we're getting married and you're still in for the marriage part of this situation. What do you do? Do you I mean, and again, like I said before, she's 23. She's young. I'm sure that she's been with her mother her whole life. She has a probably really close connection with her mother. Being that age, this is probably her most serious relationship to date. She's about to marry this person. So she may not know all of the things she needs to do as a wife-to-be. And maybe he needs to take her aside and have that conversation with her. Kind of like my ex did to me at one point. But again, I didn't see what I did wrong at this in that scenario. I still don't see what I did wrong. I still don't know what I would have said or could have said in that situation. And I don't know if Sophie would feel the same way or not, but I see his stance and how he feels that, you know, I don't know if you'll stand up for a person like that, but at least don't get in the ring and just, you know, pull them down as well as the other person is pulling them down. So in some instance, I understand that. And to me, I think that's a lesson that can be learned. I feel that in a way, I learned a lesson from that scenario. Of course, the relationship didn't work out. There was multiple issues with the relationship. But just stating the fact that if you're in a relationship that you feel is really serious. And at that point for me, I felt like it was getting serious, but I didn't feel like we were totally there in a serious range yet. But if you're really serious and you're engaged with this person, you're about to get married, and I know you may be upset over some things, you still should try to not throw the person under the bus. At least, even if you don't know what to say, even if you don't know how to defend them, don't jump on the bandwagon and go against them as well. Maybe she could have took some time and went aside and called him on the phone and did a phone call with him and kind of talked it over with him, something, just so that he wouldn't feel completely alone in the situation, in the scenario. I mean, again, if you feel this person is good enough to marry, then you should try to be on their side to some degree and really come up with some solutions and come up with some, but a lot of times we're in these relationships and you don't want to offend the person. You don't want to get them upset. They've already had challenges. You guys are about to get married. You don't want to bring up another issue, but I mean, that's really when you do need to bring up the issues and all the issues because, you know, that day is coming quite soon. But again, it takes maturity. She's only 23. But sometimes you do have to tell people what you need in a relationship. And you shouldn't feel like they automatically will know. Again, the age thing I'm thinking about. But just in general, sometimes people don't know how to give you what you need. And if you bring it to their attention and they actually make an effort, then I think that's how a relationship should work. We can't expect everyone to give us what we need, especially if they don't know what we need, especially if they haven't been in a relationship with someone like you. You're a different person than their past relationships. Things may be different. They may be used to doing things in a certain way. I mean, you could bring out the best in them in the relationship by just bringing something to their attention without completely calling them out or cussing them out. But just say, hey, this is what I need, this is what I would hope, and this is what I would expect from you in this type of situation. And a lot of times, again, we don't know till we get into those situations, but it's an important conversation to have. Now, Rob is kind of venting about the situation with his friends, and honestly, it's to me, now I'm thinking, you know, instead of her and her mother being upset and talking to her mom and venting about it and him venting to his friends, they should have been talked about this together. You know, this is something that they should have tried to take care of. But again, when you're in that lovey-dovey mode and you just want to focus on the romance, and then you also have other issues that have put you guys off. You don't want to add a new issue. So it can be really complicated, especially in the situation that they are in. But I say a lesson that I've learned from their scenario, from what I saw, and I can relate to this. But, you know, pull each other aside and talk to each other about it. And don't keep these issues inside of you. And don't go to another person and vent to them, when in reality, we need to be coming to each other and coming together and talking about this thing and working this thing out, and not bringing other people into it, because that's not productive. It's adding fuel to the fire, possibly. And that's how you should be a husband, I believe, and that's how you should be a wife, is to come together and come to each other, because technically it's going to be you against the world. And of course, you're still going to have your family, you're still going to have your friends, but you guys have to make sure you make it work. And at the end of the day, it's between you two. You guys are the couple, and you're responsible for what this will be. So I love these guys. I wish them the best, and they're a learning lesson for, I think, couples of all ages, because there's older couples that have done this as well. You know, people go and vent to whoever, and they don't talk about it with each other, and that can be a downfall, and that can ruin the relationship, when in fact we should talk together. We should come up with a plan, and instead of Rob being defensive, he should say, okay, thank you for the advice. Especially if Sophie came to him and said, like, okay, let's try this, honey. I know that she's 9 years younger than him, but if she came up with some ideas, and he says, okay, that does sound like a good idea. And I think that would have been the perfect scenario, versus this anger has built up and this resentment is built up, and now it's going to explode when in this situation, and then I have to go vent about it with someone else. And, you know, just a little learning lesson from our friends in 90 Day Fiancé. It's all about love. It's all about marriage and advocating for marriage, even when it's challenging, even when it's difficult. To see these people get married, no matter what. Sometimes I think they're making a mistake. Sometimes they do get divorced. But the fact that they tried and they put the effort in, and they don't give up on each other, I think is a beautiful thing. And there's things you can learn after marriage as well. You may have gotten married and things weren't perfect before the marriage, and most likely they won't be. After the marriage, you guys can still have time to make things work. It doesn't have to be just a total dead end. Sometimes people say, we're married now, so you're stuck with me. You know, that's kind of a bad mindset. It should be, okay, we're married now, so let's make this work. Let's make this better than we imagined. And, you know, that's the goal. All right, so this is Irene with my take on the latest. I just felt like this couple was the one to pick out for this episode. This is Irene, Faith, Love, and Trends, right here on CBiz Media. All the best. And again, we'll be here with more Faith, Love, and Trends, Single Christian Girl. More to come right here on CBiz Media. If you'd like to participate and be a part, please do connect with us. Email cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Thank you. God bless. All the best.